Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang mag-inang magkasama sa negosyo na mula sa Hobart, Tasmania, si Miss Virginia Britton at ang anak na si Crystal Watchorn. Hello, kamusta?
Kamusta? Mabuti, kamusta rin?
Okay naman po. Thank you so much dahil pinaunlakan niyo kami. Si Crystal, kahit papano ay kaya namang magsalita ng kaunti in Tagalog. Kailan nagsimula ang negosyo? Virginia?
December 8, 1986. 40 years this year.
40 years!
Nagsimula ang aking salon. The morning at 7 o'clock, I already in the salon. Punta na agad ako dito kasi excited ako eh. Mabuksan ang negosyo ko. Para bang gambling ang ginawa ko? Hindi ko alam. Kasi bago pa lang ako rito, I was only 2 years in Australia. Tapos may trabaho muna ako ng another salon. 3 weeks ako na dumating dito. Nakahanap agad ako ng trabaho. Nagtrabaho ako sa beauty salon ng 1 year. Ko nag-decide ibintayin yung negosyo niya, pupunta siya ng Melbourne. Tanya niya sa ibang tao, mag-ina din. And then, hindi nila ako kayang swilduhan. Sabi naman ng boss ko, si Libby, you'll be sorry if you don't give Virginia a job because she's very popular. She was only new here in Australia. Everybody liked her. All my clients liked her already. Yan ang sabi ni Libby sa bagong owner. Pointed ako. Kung naglalakad ako, nakita ko to kasi nandiyan lang yung beauty salon namin noon eh, yung four lane na sign. Ang original shop dito, nagtitinda ng mga tapes at saka mga records. That was in the 80s. Wala pa yung mga CD player, wala pa yun noon. Bibigay sa akin may-ari. Tapos puntak ako, kinik over ko yung date. Sabi nga ng asawa ko, kababago-bago mo lang dito, bubukas lang ng negosyo. Kaya mo ba talaga? Sabi ko, I will make it work.
Kailangan yung humiram ng pera.
Mga 5,000.
And back then, it was 19% interest rate because it was Bob Hawke in labor during the recession. So $1,000 with a lot of interest was a lot of money back then.
So 5,000, paano nyo po yun nabawi? Kailan ang ROI?
Tagal kasi, the more I earn, the more I pay. Para mabigyan ako ng magandang record sa bank, working like 65 hours a week.
So Crystal, please tell us how you became a part of the business.
1989, Mum had me. So I was a baby when the business was open for a few years, like 3 years. And I came to the salon when I was 2 weeks old. Sometimes I'd be on some of the clients' lap, like up to like the third, fourth generation of their families coming to the salon now. I grew up with some of their kids and then they're my clients now. Work. I did other things like went to uni. I worked for the government, but I always did this part-time. I always felt like that was work and I didn't like that type of work. But every time I came here on weekends and worked part-time, it didn't feel like work. So I decided, no, this is where my passion is and my love. And it's so lucky to be able to have a job where it doesn't feel like work.
What was it about being in the salon that made it feel like you were just playing and that, you know, this is not work?
It's just like my home. I was here all the time. At home, like these four walls, just all I've known my whole life. Like we've moved house and everything, but this is the one constant place in my whole 37 years where I've always just been at home. Just, I don't know, even the way I do my treatments, like it's just second nature. So beauty school was easy for me because I kind of already knew it all. It was more like the practical side of things. It was more just learning the theory of it all.
Ang ginawa ninyo, what, bakit tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang pagpunta nila sa'yo? Have you done right?
Very easy going, my client, and then they're happy to come back, and then really let them go out in the door without a smile. So I always accommodate them, whatever time I have, yeah, and always work hard.
And how about you, Crystal?
I kind of come into the picture where I kind of modernize it all. I make sure that the whole place is like, it looks nice, it's more modern now. Mm. I work with the website, I have like online bookings and like all that kind of stuff, the stuff that Mum can't really do. Also getting new treatments, like things that I learned at beauty school were different to the way she did things. For the treatments now that are more medical treatments, like the laser machine, do microblading tattoos, try and keep relevant with new treatments that are coming about that you want to do treatments that people can't do themselves at home. So they have to come to you. So like people can tint their own eyebrows at home, wax their own lips at home and do all that stuff themselves. That's where I kind of focus on making sure we've got the latest technology to do things like that.
Marami ng competition. So kung hindi kami maging modernized, kung hindi namin ano yung mga up-to-date na mga treatment at saka mga products, we will be behind. Yeah, I let crystal to allow to whatever the modern technology, anong dapat gawin, anong i-improve namin ang negosyo. Yan ang ginawa ko sa kanya. My salon is gonna be hers anyway. So sabi ko sa kanya, look after it. It's your future.
So now, Crystal, how is it like working with your mom?
We've had our moments. We've learned over the years as I've gotten older and as she's gotten older, and as she's seen changes that I've made and she's seen that I've done well in those changes, I think that's made her trust my decisions more and trust that I am able to keep the books and financially keep us stable, and I'm able to make money and new ideas that I have. So it's getting easier. It's easier now, and she listens to my advice a bit more. And I listen to her advice because she's already taught me everything she knows anyway. She knows that I'm better with all that new technology and looking out for all that stuff. And it took a while, but we got there.
Ang tagal ko mag-uusap sa kanya noon.
How do you deal with competition?
My salon has been there for a long time. I was alone for 30 years in this area. So everybody in Virginia, the Virginia salon, everyone knows. All over Hobart, actually. I cannot go anywhere without seeing our clients.
I think with competition, we've got a name for being really fast at waxing. We don't torture people for very long with the wax process. And that's a skill that we have got a good name for. We've been able to keep our prices like competitive too compared to other salons because we have been here for so long. Mum doesn't pay rent anymore. She, a long time ago, bought the building and it's all paid off. Low overhead, way we keep our customers coming because we know the cost of living, the cost of running a business is going up, but we want to keep our customers happy and keep them being able to treat themselves. That comes into play. Generations of their families knowing us for so long now, they are loyal to us and they keep coming back. We're so thankful for that.
Nakakatuwa ang loyalty, no? Yung client loyalty, that's priceless, hindi po ba?
Yeah, and also our location has become better.
A really good place where there's shops where there's lots of foot traffic, where people do notice us. And then also we've got our own private car park, so people, it's parking's easy, especially when you come out with a red face after a facial or your hair's sticking up after a massage. Like people feel... They don't have to walk through the middle of town and people to see them that way. They can quickly just duck into their car and drive off.
They like
we're
it,
in a good position.
Okay. You know, there's obviously brand loyalty amongst your clients, hindi po ba?
Space here is a very healing place. It's a very safe place. Our clients naturally don't really open up to us. So in a way, under our hands, the troubles they're going through in their life, we know they open up to us. We know about it. We're in space for them. They talk to us about it. We help them through it. We're all a big family in this salon. It's a real family business. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why people keep coming back.
Talk about how you plan to scale the business.
Hopefully extend the salon, make it bigger, either build up or build, maybe buy one of the other shops. Probably maybe location or in my 5 to 10 year plan. Hope to grow the business over the years.
Ano po ang final message sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or yung mga gustong magsimula ng kanilang negosyo?
Kailangan you prepare to work hard and long hours and also treat the client really well. Kahit anong ano. Tsaka yung pagpumunta ng client ko dito, alam na nararamdaman ko pagka-upset sila You listen to them while you're doing the treatment. Kasi inisip ko pag ang client pumasok sa salon ko, sabi ko, yan ang nagbibigay sa akin, nagbabay ng mga bills ko. Yan ang ano ko lagi. Yan lagi nasa ano sa utak ko yan I the one who giving me food. Kahit masakit ang ulo ko, kahit smiling. Katulad yung daddy niya nung namatay. She was 7 years old. I smile whole day, but it was so tiring. I have to show them na kunyari, happy ako, pero inside me was bleeding. My heart was bleeding, but I have to keep going and pretending I was fine.
That's like what mom said. You leave your home life at home, and you come to work positive. Show empathy to your client for them. Don't look at the clock at your hours. They are often we're closed at 5:30, but then someone calls at like 5:15 or 5:30 when we're closing the door, and they say, "I'm on the road now. Work. Do you have time for a leg wax?" And I'm like, "Okay, of course, we'll stay." So like just don't worry about what time. If you can, wherever possible, accommodate your client. Stay back. Even like during the Christmas break, sometimes people contact and they like, "Oh, I know you're closed, but I really have this event. Can you do my makeup? Like, of course. Or spray tan. Like, of course. I'll come down. I only live down the road.
Yeah.
So, like, accommodate your clients. Work hard. Don't look at the hours that you're working. Even at home at night and refine to clients and doing all that stuff. That's the only way you're going to succeed, if you put the hard work in.
Again, thank you so much sa ating mother and daughter tandem. Thank you so much, Miss Virginia and Crystal. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.